This is Earbuddies, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes, you are.
Is that all you had to say?
No.
Okay.
Today's a very special day. You know what happened today?
Town Day in Arlington.
Yeah, and 28 years ago today, what happened? Yeah, no, you weren't around.
Yeah, I wasn't around.
Your mother and I got married.
Ew.
Wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that.
You shouldn't have gotten married.
Yeah, and she's such a lovely woman that she actually let us do our radio show tonight.
She complained the whole time.
Nah. She got her scorpion bowl. She's happy.
Wonder what else happened today in history?
What?
In 1996, Judge Judy came out.
Came out of what?
On the TV. Like, started being a show.
You mean the TV show started?
Yes, it like came out.
Oh, I thought she came out, meaning that she like revealed her true sexual orientation.
Well, duh, with that hair.
Okay. Go play some music now.
Ugh, fine.
chain and now I'm just stuck.
that was Mamma Mia by ABBA. Before that was I Got My Mind Set on You by James Ray.
And? I did not know that that was the original version of the song. George Harrison had a number one hit with that.
Coolio.
Back in 1987. That was one of the songs your mother and I used to listen to all the time when we were a courting back in the 80s.
Okie dokie. Before that was Novocaine by Fall Out Boy, Wordy Rapping Hood by Tom Tom Club, and we started that set off with Something About the Sunshine by Sterling Knight.
Is that a Disney song?
Yeah, it's from Starstruck. I love that movie.
What's it about?
It's about this chick whose like sister's obsessed with this famous dude, but she's just like, oh, he's so overrated. But then she gets hit in the head with like a door at his concert, and they fall in love, and it's great.
Isn't like Miley Cyrus in that or somebody?
No.
Who's the chick who gets hit in the head with the door?
I don't know her name.
The Kinks have a song called Starstruck.
Sing it right now.
Starstruck. That's all I know. All right, let's play some more music. Let's play The Who.
Okie dokie, let's go.
Claus, what's that? Who's he?
No one cares for you, a snitch. When you're in an orphanage, it's a hard knock life.
You'll stay up till this door shines like the top of the Chrysler Building.
Yank the whiskers from her chin. Jab her with a safety pin. Make her drink a Mickey pin.
Happy holidays, everybody. This is Brad Paisley for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. When you're traveling during the holidays and see somebody who's had too much to drink about to get behind the wheel, well, get those keys and save a life. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Okie dokie. Well, that was our PSA.
Happy holidays, PSA? What holiday am I missing?
Halloween.
It's more than a month away.
As I've said, there's no holiday in between 4th of July and Halloween.
Labor Day.
That doesn't count as a holiday.
It does if you're a working man.
Okay, that already happened, so technically it's still Halloween. There's no holiday between Labor Day and Halloween.
You sound like you're losing your voice.
I am, because I was doing mad karaoke before this. So we started that set off with My Wife by The Who. Then we had Electric Love by Borns. And no, it's not from Lemonade Mouth.
No, I knew you had Lemonade Mouth on
I do have Lemonade
playlist.
Mouth on my playlist, but that is not the Lemonade Mouth song. Then I got C90 Go by Bow Wow Wow.
Yeah, and do you know what C30?
I figured it out.
You Googled it.
I could not find anything on it. I figured it out. I figured out it was about something with cassettes off of Google.
Right, C60. I mean, C30, C60, C90, cassette tape lengths, 30 minutes, 60 minutes. They even had a C120, but they were so long that they stretched, so the sound was distorted after a while. Hey, my friend Pete just texted me. There is another holiday.
What?
Columbus Day.
Columbus Day is stupid, though.
Indigenous People Day, okay? That's what they should call it.
Yes, that's what they do in L.A., I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then after that was A Hard Knot Life. From Annie, which that's a great song. Then we had Tear It Down by Drumming on Glass.
Yes. So, what's next?
What's next? It's a Rihanna song.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
I don't know.
I'm gonna play it anyways. Don't care what you think.
Not a fan.
Ugh. Some reason it said I only had like 3 seconds left on the song, so I'm gonna try that again.
Maybe 3 seconds of Rihanna is enough.
No, 3 seconds of Rihanna is not enough. There should be more Rihanna.
Were you playing it while you were talking?
I don't think so. The thing wasn't on, so now it's blinking. So we're gonna tell me a joke. What's a joke you made up?
Oh yeah. What kind of radio stations do lobsters listen to?
What?
Crustaceans.
Ha ha ha.
All right, now do you think your song will play?
Let's try.
Okay.
So dumb right now, standing outside my house, trying to apologize. You're so ugly when you cry. Please just cut it out. And don't tell me you're sorry, 'cause you're not. And baby, when I know. But you put on quite a show, really had me going, but now it's time to go. Curtains finally closing, that was quite a show. Very entertaining, but it's over now.
But it's over now.
Closing, get
To hang out, getting wasted. I thought about our last kiss, how it felt, the way you tasted. And even though your friends tell me you're doing fine, are you somewhere feeling lonely, even though he's right beside you? When he says those words that hurt you, do you read the ones I wrote you? Sometimes I start to wonder, was it just a lie? If what we had was real, how could you be fine? 'Cause I'm not fine at all. I remember the day you told me you were leaving. I remember the makeup running down your face. And the dreams you left behind, you didn't need them. Like every single wish we ever made. I wish that I could wake up with amnesia and forget about the stupid little things, like the way that you sent me, they're still living in my phone. I'll admit I like to see them, I'll admit I feel alone. And all my friends keep asking why I'm not around. It hurts to know you're happy, yeah, it hurts that you moved on. It's hard to hear your name when I haven't seen you in so long. It's like we never happened, was it just a lie? If what we had was real, how could you be fine? Cause I'm not fine at all. Twisted dream, I'd hold you closer than I ever did before, and you'd never slip away, and you'd never hear me say. Girl like you before.
Y'all, we started that set off with Take a Bow by Rihanna. Then we had Love You More by the Buzzcocks. Then we had Amnesia by 5 Seconds of Summer.
Yeah, that song was boring. 5 seconds of that song was too much.
Then we had Never Met a Girl Like You Before by the Kinks.
Gotta play the Kinks every show.
Yeah, every show. You get mad when I play Hannah Montana every show.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. It was just like, Hannah Montana again. So you say it every single time.
Yeah, just like that, too.
Yeah. And then we had the jammiest song in existence. Like, there's no song better than this one. Potential Breakup Song by Allie and AJ. There's no song better. You can't name one.
I can name, like, 22 of them on my piece of paper right here.
Those are all lies.
No.
It's a fact. Potential Breakup Song is the best song in the world.
I beg to differ with you.
It is so good.
Actually, what's the most recognizable song in the world? Meaning?
Probably Wanna Be by the Spice Girls.
That's right. They did some study where they played like the first note or two notes of every song, and more people recognized Wanna Be than any other song.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Okay, now we gotta listen to some of your music.
Another good song.
Not better than Ali and AJ.
I don't know. It's one of the Beatle people.
Not good enough.
Okay.